Bedtime Bites presents The Whispering Waves of the Dreamy Shore. Oscar the little sea otter floated on his back in the calm waters near the dreamy shore. His fluffy brown fur glistened in the soft light of the setting sun, and he gazed up at the cotton candy clouds drifting lazily across the sky. As the day began to fade, Oscar noticed something peculiar. The gentle waves lapping against the shore seemed to be whispering. He paddled closer, his curiosity piqued by the soft, rhythmic sounds. "Hello, waves," Oscar called out. "What are you saying?" To his surprise, the waves responded with a melodic swish. "Oscar, dear Oscar, come listen and play. We have stories to share as night turns to day." Excited by this magical discovery, Oscar swam even closer to the shore. The sand beneath him sparkled like tiny stars, and the pebbles seemed to dance with each push and pull of the water. The waves continued their whispering song. "Once upon a time, in the depths so blue, there lived a wise old whale who knew things so true." Oscar's eyes widened with wonder. "A wise old whale? Tell me more," he squeaked eagerly. And so the waves began to weave a tale of the wise whale named Waldo, who traveled the seven seas collecting stories from creatures big and small. Waldo learned of brave crabs who built castles of sand, of playful dolphins who danced on moonbeams, and of tiny plankton who lit up the ocean with their bioluminescent glow. As Oscar listened, he felt himself drifting into a peaceful trance. The waves' gentle rhythm and soothing whispers wrapped around him like a cozy blanket. "But Waldo's favorite story," the waves murmured, "was of a little sea otter named Oscar, who had the biggest heart in all the ocean." Oscar's whiskers twitched with surprise. "Me?" he asked softly. "Yes, you," the waves replied. "For you see, Oscar, kindness is the greatest magic of all, and you, little one, are full of it." The little sea otter felt a warm glow in his chest, like the sun had left a piece of itself behind, just for him. As the story continued, Oscar learned how his small acts of kindness, helping a tangled seagull, sharing his food with hungry fish, and comforting a lost seal pup, had created ripples of goodness throughout the entire ocean. The waves whispered of how Oscar's kindness had inspired others to be kind too, creating a beautiful chain of compassion that stretched from shore to shore. As the moon rose higher in the sky, casting a silver path across the water, Oscar felt his eyelids growing heavy. The waves' whispers became softer, gentler, like a lullaby. "Sleep now, dear Oscar," they sang, "and dream of the wonders you'll find, for every new day brings adventures and kindness of the rarest kind." Oscar yawned, his little paws tucked close to his chest. He closed his eyes, feeling safe and loved in the embrace of the whispering waves. As he drifted off to sleep, Oscar could have sworn he heard the deep, melodious voice of Waldo the whale in the distance, singing a goodnight song to all the creatures of the sea. And so, under the watchful gaze of the twinkling stars and the gentle caress of the whispering waves, Oscar slept. He dreamed of all the new friends he would meet and all the kindness he would share in the days to come. For on the dreamy shore, every night was filled with magic. Every wave held a story, and every kind heart, no matter how small, could make the biggest difference in the world.